Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mark Dio's here. Mark's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Rules of Attraction. He has his own radio show, too, folks. Every Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock Pacific time, he's on the airways helping small business owners, the Mark Dio Show, and he's our good friend. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Well, a pleasure to be here. Thank you for inviting me, Jim, and thank you for everything you're doing for small business.
I appreciate that. It's as you well know, you've been doing this as longer than I have. It's a labor of love. These small business owners are plenty worthy of whatever effort you and I can put into helping them, and I'm always grateful, always glad to do that. Mark, you're in California, and you're concerned about something that's impending out there, something that there is a precedent for it, and you've seen this before. You've seen the damage that it can create. Tell the audience what you're worried about.
Right. One of the things I'm very concerned about here happening in Southern California is an impending strike of the supermarket, the grocery strike, that could really paralyze the small business here, Jim. In 2003, there was a grocery strike, and it was very costly.
Mark, when you say grocery strike, you don't mean the groceries are going on strike. You're talking about the grocery workers.
Yes, I mean the grocery workers.
Are these the people, the cashiers, the people who put up stock, all the different people who work there, maybe except for management, all of them belong to one union?
They all belong to typically the AFL-CIO, and the Commercial Workers Union is what we're dealing with, United Food and Commercial Workers Union. And they are the grocery workers, not management, and they are threatening a strike. They've actually, the union has approved a strike, and it really, to nail it down, it's really Albertsons, Ron, Vons, and Ralph. I mean, those are the three grocery chains
right
here in California that will be affected by the strike, yeah.
And what are they unhappy about? Why do they want to strike?
Well, they're unhappy about a couple of things, and interestingly enough, they actually have come to some good conclusions, but the one thing that is pending that the companies will just not, the grocery companies will not back down on, are health care costs. And health care costs are fully paid for all grocery employers that were hired prior to 2004. So that's mm-hmm. not in contention. The problem is people that were hired afterwards. What they're looking at doing is raising the health care costs from $7 a week to $9 a week, or from $15 a week for family coverage to $23 a week. Now, it doesn't sound like much money, but to the grocery workers, you know, they don't make a whole heck of a lot of
right
money. You're talking,
right,
you know, $10, $15, $20 an hour employees, depending on their tenure. And this, you know, really does boil down to, you know, a significant issue for them. And you know, they see this as if they let this go, then there could be other things that they're cut back. So they're pretty strict about this, and it looks like they're going to strike. In 2003, when they strike, it cost Southern California over $2 billion in losses.
Why is that? People don't stop eating. They just go somewhere else and buy their food.
Well, they do, but the problem is that not only, well, it does cost the grocery companies, you know, the supermarkets are costing
right
a huge amount of money, but they're going to lose that business. The problem is, what about all the other businesses that are going to lose out here? Now, you've got to really think about this. It's not just, you know, the businesses that are located in a mall where a grocery store is an anchor, and that anchor pulls in traffic.
Right.
No one's going to that grocery store. A lot of those businesses, you know, they don't get any traffic, so they don't get any business. And but beyond that, even, I mean, there are logistics companies that deliver to these grocery stores. There are food distribution companies, packaged goods distribution.
People don't realize, Mark, the undergirding of the U.S. economy by small businesses of all sizes, tiny to larger small business. There's an undergirding. There's a piecing together. We become the critical connection on many levels all across the marketplace. And whenever a supply chain is disrupted, like a strike, like you're talking about, it really has a negative impact on the economy, and therefore on small business owners who haven't done anything wrong. They're just sort of innocent bystanders, aren't they? It reminds me, Mark, of when a professional football league goes on strike. You know, people don't think, you know, these millionaire owners and players don't take into consideration all of the small business vendors and other people who were involved in putting on that game or that venue. It's small businesses. Anytime there's a disruption, it hurts small businesses.
Yes. You might remember a couple of years ago when the Screen Actors Guild went on strike here in California. And yep. I did a lot of media discussion on that.
You and I talked about that. You talked about that on my show.
We did. And that cost billions of dollars here in Southern California and really around the country because of all of the businesses supporting Hollywood. Well, this is going to be the same thing. I mean, I talked yesterday, in fact, to a company that is a cold storage house, a pretty big one here in Southern California. And they told me if this grocery strike goes through, they're going to have to lay off some workers. I mean, literally right. going to have to lay off 8 to 10 people. And so there's likely thousands of companies, around California and maybe even in other areas of the country that will have to do the same thing. That's a bad right. effect on our economy.
Well, and folks, this is, to me, obviously Mark's talking about a localized Southern California issue, but you know what? We got this kind of thing that can happen in other places. And when we come back, I want to get Mark to talk to us about that some more. Mark, give us your website, please, before we go.
Absolutely. Folks can check it out at markdeo.com, markdeo.com.
All right, so check it out. His book is called Rules of Attraction. He and I will be right back after these messages. We're going to talk about some other concerns that I have, and maybe Mark has too, about how, you know, not just union strikes, but other things could happen that could hurt small businesses. Stay with us.
Put on your red dress, baby. Lord, we go.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.